I mean, if you were ever, you know, late because of that, it's not. We'll find a way around it. And I've put you guys on Mondays at this time for my convenience, but it's not like it's important.
Yeah, well, I was expecting to get, they make it in time, but it's just because of all the leaves and things. The trains weren't stopping at the stations, so it's like
really?
The speed restrictions on.
It's sliding past.
Really?
Yeah.
Great.
So
what do they have to do, back up?
I'm not sure. They ended up busing people into, I think it's Croy Station they had particular problems on, because it's on a hill or something. So they had to bus people in from, like, stations either side.
Nasty.
Yes, yes. But, yeah, at least it was speed restrictions instead of, like, trains flying past into barriers and things. So.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. We're glad they look after that bit.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Do we want to look at anything? It's not up yet.
Still 56% completed.
I can...
skip it. Is it just doing a disk check or something?
I don't know what it's doing. Oops, it fell off. Doesn't like silk. Stay. And now we're going to discover we've got no reason to meet, right? Because everything's going swimmingly.
Is everything going swimmingly?
Oh.
Well, you know, apart from waiting for the get contagious sorted out.
Because I haven't read the wikis in my email since I left, so.
Yeah, I haven't added anything to the wiki recently, so. So I've been working on trying to get the XML stuff working, so I'm basically learning how the DOM works, so I can do the next, so I can generate the DDF files.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
So I'm just reading through the documentation. That's what I was doing at the end of last week, just so I know how it all works and figuring out the best way to do things.
Uh-huh.
But at the moment I've been playing about the DOM stuff in Mozilla, because so I can see how it works with the HTML pages, so I can generate. Generate XHTML stuff and see how it all works there. It's just much easier to just see how things work in that.
I don't know the Mozilla stuff, so if it turns out that it's idiosyncratic in some way that teaches you funny habits, then it won't have been a good idea.
The thing is that the API is standardized by the W3C, so the API is standard between everything.
Yeah. There are certain companies. I don't want to name, who don't always get it right. Mozilla. Yeah, it'll be all right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. It's just there's a
I believe you now. It's a good strategy.
Yeah, yeah. It does document say that this is a Mozilla only feature and things like that. So I've been avoiding those anyway. It's just that's quite a quick way to get into how DOM works, because I can just quickly generate a web page and then just add things to it and take things away and see exactly what's going on at the time. So.
Why does it help that it's HTML instead of just XML?
Just because XHTML has a nice, that you got browsers there, so you can actually see directly what's going on.
Most browsers, when you put an XML file up in it, it'll just apply some default style sheet to it anyway that shows you.
Yeah, well, I'm using XHTML. All the web pages are XHTML, so it's XML just with the HTML DTD.
Okay. Yeah.
Just because we haven't quite finalized the GDF format, so just
okay.
Just
so what you're gonna have to do is swap in tag names later.
Yeah. Yeah. So okay. All I have to do is change that sort of thing. So it's
everybody's got their different ways of doing these things. I'm sure that's fine.
As long as it comes out in the end. That's
yeah, yeah. No, I'm just trying to think of the things that could go wrong, but since I haven't tried it this particular way,
Yeah.
But yeah, that sounds good. So you say we haven't finalized what the GDF looks like. Is that an implicit request for me to do something, or?
What I'm doing at the moment, I'm looking through the stuff that Robin put on the wiki to say what we need in the output format for the task. So what you're going to do the analysis on. So I'm making sure that I can get that information out of the GDF as it's stated at the moment. And if I find something that you can't get out of it, then I can add that to the GDF format.
Yeah, there's two cases in here, right? There's things you can get straight off the original format, and then there's things you have to do some kind of post-processing of the original format. But it's not just a data format change, it's actually some kind of computational process to get the thing out of it as well, right?
Yeah.
And it
yeah.
wasn't, I think it was a little bit confused last time we spoke about whether you consider GDF format to be the thing that's just the straightforward translations of what's in the original eye tracking output, or whether, like, whether the post-processing utilities are a separate step. Because I think you and I had separate, different views on this, but I can't remember who had which view at this point.
Yeah, well.
So are you working on actively on this these analysis things, or are you just working on the translation?
Well, I'm making sure that the GDF format we've got at the moment will output all the analysis that Robin's looking for. So I'm using that as a way to get into using the DOM things as well. So at the moment I'm looking at actually the GDF format itself, and then to generate the GDF format, I'm going to be taking stuff out of the JAST analyzer, and then using the DOM parser to generate XML output from the JAST analyzer.
Oh, okay. So you haven't looked at what's in there and what isn't in there that you need to do some really intensive transform to do.
No, not yet. But the output of the JAST analyzer does do some of the processing already, which is why I'm planning to use that as the basis for it, because that already picks up like target regions and things like that. So it knows whether you're looking at a part or whether you're looking at the target area or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So it's also got that in it somewhere. So it's just a matter of pulling that out and put that into the GDF.
Okay.
Stuff.
So this sounds like it's under control and you're happy and you guys are telling each other what you guys need to know, so I don't need to do anything, right?
Nope.
You're all fine. So. But there was a number of things that came before this, right, that it sounds like they're not under control yet. So you know, the GDF stuff, Ellen's view on this is we go through everything in order, like the priority is exactly the pipeline order,
yeah.
Right? So Camtasia, you mentioned.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what else, but we should check what other things were before this on the list of things to do.
Yeah. I think the only thing I've got left to do before the experiments can be run is get the check Camtasia works. Now we've got Camtasia running on the machines, and I think they're set up correctly, but I can't test it until we get the microphones working.
Until you get the
microphones.
Oh, microphones.
It's batteries we're waiting for.
Batteries.
They are due. I was told the beginning of this week.
Okay. Are they really, really strange batteries?
They are quite strange.
Have you tried Maplin?
It's Avril has ordered them from somewhere.
Are they expensive?
No, well, like $150 each or something like that.
Because you know, like a wee bus journey over to Maplin might solve the problem if it's getting in the way.
Well, hopefully they should have been here last week, but Caroline then phoned up to chase them, and they were told to be here. Should be today.
So this isn't actually ruining your schedule for anything, and that's why you're waiting.
Well, we can still test whether Camtasia runs anyway. It's just the whether it's the microphones are picking up things correctly that we need
right,
to check.
Right. Okay. So it sounds like you're not actually worried about the fact that this is.
Not yet.
Yeah.
No.
When you get worried, go to Maplin. Okay.
Right.
Phone them first to make sure that they're in there. Somebody around must have a police Steve. Somebody in the techie group will have a Maplin catalog.
Right.
In fact, I'll see if I can. It's useful to know who's got a current one anyway. I don't seem to get them anymore. I guess I don't buy enough equipment.
Well, I think most of the stuff's online these days anyway, isn't it? So.
Oh, yeah, of course. So. Duh. So you can find out whether they have it. But you'd have to phone them to find out if they have it in stock down there.
Yeah.
I actually live not that far from there. So it would be a half hour diversion from my morning routine to pick up stuff.
But
then again, it's also very close to Haymarket.
Yeah, so,
easy. It's even less of a diversion for you, probably. Except you don't know your way around.
I can easily get to Maplin. I know where it is. I used to live here, so I know where.
Yeah.
I used to live here. I'm a geek. I know where I know where Maplin is.
Yeah, I just think, well, you know, for the sake of. £3 or however many quid. How many batteries does this thing take? Doesn't take 100.
No, it's two batteries we need.
Yeah. Then, you know, put your mind at rest. It's, you know, you wouldn't want it to be the morning you were supposed to be recording and then suddenly discovered.
No.
You know this.
Yes.
Well, I suppose I could give you a call on the way in tomorrow, and if they're not appeared in your pigeonhole, I can easily go off the train early and just pick them up from there.
Fair.
Yeah, check they've got them first, though. Their stocks are a bit funny down there.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'll make sure I've got the phone number in my phone so I can call them.
Because you know, it's not that attractive an area to walk through if you're not going to get anything out of it.
Well, true. It's that way, right, isn't it?
So, of all the things that were on the wiki, do I need to pull up the wiki? Oh, it is going to let me log in.
Still probably even that angle.
Yeah. No, I do not want to change my password. But you guys probably know off the top of your head. Is there anything else that we were waiting on before you could run?
I remember the wiki.
So all those tasks.
Well, the thing that's holding me slightly up is checking whether Joe's finished. There is a working model builder, but I'm not sure if it's the finished version yet. And
his last day was the 31st of October.
Yeah, he still had hours left. I wasn't sure if it was down to the number of hours or whether 31st of October.
It's hours. Right. Yeah, it's hours. Oh, so he's got hours left. He's behindhand.
I think.
But he was billing
like
for. He was billing by the hour. So, I thought. Well, I mean, obviously, if he wants to finish off, then, you know.
But Nijmegen has gone dead for almost the last 2 weeks.
Oh well, they're probably away then.
Well,
wasn't Ellen away? They were really at
Ellen's
the same place?
Away, no. But I think what they had was some big review.
Oh, yeah, it could be it.
And so I haven't heard anything back from them. So the models for...
Oh, you have no models at all. Oh, that's a pity. Model builder, that's what I was calling the graphical model editor, right? So
yes,
you use Xfig to make the parts and then you...
Well, we don't need to make the parts are all the standard Tangram ones I had before anyway. The Xfig thing was only when we come to building airplanes and new peculiar shapes. But for this experiment, it's just a Tangram type task.
Okay. I have something in my email about from Joe. He wouldn't have sent it just to me, would he? Do you want me to check that? I'm not going to project my email.
I haven't heard anything from Joe for a week or so anyway. So.
Okay, I think I might have heard Thursday or something. I can't remember exactly when it was.
That's newer then. Yes, the last thing was in response to the thing I was saying last week about the parallelogram being the wrong way around from the model.
Yeah, I saw all the screenshots,
nothing has, I haven't heard anything since from either, so the Netherlands or from Joe.
Okay, so I've got something on the 28th, that's Friday, I think. Oh, he just wants to know how to get paid. Right, that suggests he's done.
Yep.
Anyway, he's in Edinburgh, so, well, I suppose he won't come by because Craig's on his desk.
Oh, is he back?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So.
Well, I'm using the dice machine, so if he wants to pop in for 5 minutes, the Windows machine's free from him at the moment.
Well, he's just not going to try to squat there, that's all. So the last thing I've got from him about work was the 19th of October that said he uploaded some changes that you wanted. That's... Oh, see, you didn't get that. It was just me and him. But presumably he put it on the wiki, so... So he's just telling us because he thinks we probably don't read wikis. And I'll just check.
It was after that there was the thing about... why the parallelogram was a mirror image.
Yeah, well, I can see him getting an email off him. I think it got sent to the group saying that he'd updated the whatever it was on the wiki. So he'd uploaded a new zip file and overwritten the old one. So.
Well, I haven't replied to him about... Yeah, I really don't have anything more recent from him. I haven't replied to him about, how to submit costs and stuff like that. So, but that suggests he's at the end of things. But we could just ask him. I mean, maybe you guys would just want to ask him directly. You're done, right? Because it's worth you guys knowing. And then, of course, any problems that remain, you inherit.
Yeah.
But you know, it's worth taking a look at what it does and making sure it does what you want, I guess. So the problem is you wanted to construct some models in it for your experiment, but you were hoping to get some from Merluz.
Yes, or at least she was meant to have some idea of the level of complexity, because they have actually run things, and to get an idea of the sort of style and to check that they'd be all right. But all very quiet.
Right. Have you tried cold calling her? That's what I do when I need things that...
No, it has just been email rather than the telephone type of
Christ, phone. When if you get him today, when are you going to start running?
I'm down for a week. What's the 7th? Is a week today, I think.
Oh, right. Week. So you have to be ready by then.
I haven't booked anybody in or anything, but that's when I'm hoping.
Right, okay.
We have been, of course, put back a bit by the eye tracker going down.
Makes sense.
But we're certainly needing some data in the bag by the 1st of December, I think.
Yeah, so you don't have subjects lined up, but you don't expect any trouble getting them?
Hopefully not. The only other slight complication is, which will be, I think, brought up at the meeting on Thursday for all the eye tracking users.
Yeah.
The lab has been block booked again.
By?
Jules from psychology.
I don't know this person. So they need to be serious about it. Who's there? Is that a staff member or a student?
Yep.
Okay. Well, we kind of paid for the lab, so it depends. But I suppose talking to them sometimes solves these problems. You might. It depends on what sort of staff member is it? Is it a
lecturer?
Right. I mean, presumably he or she is not running subjects the entire.
Well, presumably not. But it's sort of quite solidly
for how long?
Booked. For certainly 6 days, from 10 till 5 for 2 or 3 of those days.
Ellen's still out of town, right? It's just you could try calling this person and see how this works. Ellen might be more persuasive. it's just sometimes academic staff have a bit of a chip about research staff, and since I don't know the person, I can't tell whether it's one of those or not.
I can probably at least email her and ask her if she's really needing it all that time.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and then escalate, I guess. But, you know, or whether it can be put off for a little bit or something. So, I have no idea how the booking system works. Well, you're discussing it on Thursday, right?
Well, yeah.
At the moment, there's just a booking system.
Yep.
Yeah.
And people just, if they can log on to it, can book it.
Yep. Well, that's one to raise at the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I might talk to Ellen about that ahead of time, because she and Martin may have had discussions about appropriate use of the lab.
In theory, Jas is meant to have it every morning.
Oh, really? Yeah, but don't you guys set up for... Isn't block booking more appropriate? Because isn't there setup involved in changing it around for somebody else?
There shouldn't be any changes in the physical connections or
no, or in the software or anything.
No.
Oh, okay. So there's no cost associated with it being mornings or afternoons.
No. As long as other people don't, for some reason, I don't know, disconnect some bits of the equipment, there's no reason why they should.
Yeah. It's just the so in the worst case. You may be able to make an argument if you actually need that week that you can collect in the mornings that week. Is this something that's known outside Ellen's head?
Yes, it's not on the booking system. It's on a web page that Frank created about the lab.
Oh, well, that's
which
something.
I don't know if anybody actually knows is there.
Uh-huh. Well, and that's the time to yeah. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you've got a lot of possible ways of getting what time you need. Of course, try to be kind to other people, but you would anyway.
Yep.
So those are the only things that are worrying you, Camtasia and lab access, and otherwise, no sweat. You're happy.
Should be. I've also got to get Camtasia.
Oh, the model builders. Yeah.
Well, yes, the model builders. I've got to get Camtasia working as a sort of little multimedia thing to generate a video of how to sort of an instructional video.
Oh yeah. Uh huh. Yeah. This is going to take a little while.
That's what I'll have to do this week.
Well, hopefully, once I can run a trial, that'll give you some screenshots to work with, and then it'll just be a matter of adding your video of mouse movements or whatever. So.
Yeah, but you were going to try and figure out how to overlay something on top of the video that. Or no, you were just really going to run a video of the of the trial.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. That's much easier. So, with the model builder, what do you need to do with it? Which one of you is going to look at what it does so far and.
I'll do that.
Yeah, have a look. If you anything any problems with it, I think there's a wiki page up for that piece of for that thing. So if you just put whatever recommendations, bugs on that page, and I'll work through them as and when I can.
Hopefully, there's not a problem. But I say Merlot's was also meant to be checking it and doing things and quiet.
Uh-huh. How many models were you relying on her for? So are you suddenly going to be...
It hasn't been divided up in that sort of...
Well, what I'm trying to get at is your start time going to be delayed because you don't have the models ready if she doesn't come through?
Depends how quickly I manage to get a grip of it, maybe how long it takes me to generate them or how I get on with the Camtasia.
Uh-huh, yeah. Well...
unsure of yet.
Can you draft Craig in to build some if necessary?
I've used the software and it's not that hard.
There shouldn't be any great problem. It's just checking that they're of a suitable level of complexity.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
You know me, contingency planning and all this. I always worry about the worst.
Yeah, no, quite right.
So I can't imagine the building the model is going to be that hard. I mean, I can easily just, well, however many thousands there are on that Dutch website you found, just, you know, pick some of them, redo them in the JCT format. It's pretty mechanical. I can easily do that. So, but it's a matter of choosing which ones you need to do.
Yeah,
which I guess you have to do.
I was hoping for.
Oh yeah,
feedback,
yeah. Well, you need to. You and Marlo need to sort out.
Yeah, exactly.
You can call a Jess Telcon between you and Marlo's. You know. If it's not that, see, you know, with a cold calling, you can usually at least find out whether they're alive and get an offer to get something. But, you know, the next escalation is saying, no, we really need to talk about this. We're going to talk about it, you know, Tuesday at such a time, unless you.
Yep. Book your time and things. So. Right. Well, I'll try and get hold of her again today.
But presumably, whatever it is they've been going through is now over.
I think it was up till the end of October, so presumably. Today they're now free again, or taking a week off to recover.
I just hate for that to slow you up in collecting stuff. That's all.
Well, hopefully it won't. Anyway, it's just if I then do it, I hopefully will get the right models.
Oh, yeah,
that's true. So it'll be generated. It's whether the models are optimal or.
That's
not,
quite a small thing she can do for you, I guess. You know, it's not like, you know, sitting there. Brain deadly constructing, you know, some models that she needs to do. It's just to provide advice about this, which must take less time. Well, that all sounds fine. You guys worried about it? You worried about anything? We've mostly been talking about the experiment schedule, so.
I don't think so. I mean, so the major thing I've got to do is get this Camtasia sorted out. So just waiting for the batteries for that. Mm. If Rom's not worried, I'm not worried.
You're going to run out of things to do that we haven't set you up for anytime soon? The GDF thing sounds like it might take a wee while.
Yeah, because I've got to finalise that format, and then once that's done, I've got to start looking at the analysis side of it. And that's
all the dynamic region part of it.
But you don't need anything from me for that, because that's already sort of spec'd. I mean, again, that's the pair of you.
Yeah. I think the analysis will take a little while. I don't think it's going to take that long to get this stuff sorted out. It's going to be how to display it and all that sort of stuff. Whatever makes it easiest for you to do.
It's just what I'm worried about is him being in the lab all day long and you not being sure like what to do for the analysis or something. Because you're going to be completely unavailable when you're recording, or will there be times when you don't record all day?
No, it depends how many I can book in and get running and before my brain melts. But when the experiment's running, I'll be in the lab.
Yeah, because he
I
might
can't just go in and let them get
started. Oh yeah, no, I understand that. It was more like, you know, so this week he's got, you know, the GDF stuff to do, then next week you're planning on recording. And what happens if suddenly you're unavailable all of next week just when he runs out of work?
There'll certainly be time for now, because I'm right next to the lab anyway. I'll come back just to check my email and things anyway. So
we'll worry about it then.
So I've still got to work on the Jess analyzer and turn that into a GDF outputter. I can have a look at the model builder as well. Because one thing I'm thinking about is we're looking at the part building type stuff. And it might be worth seeing if I can add a little part builder thing into the model builder. I've just got to tidy up some of the code for generating the parts anyway, the JCT parts.
I don't know if we want to bother with a part builder. I mean, the idea was it wasn't worth the investment, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have a quick look at it and see how easy it is to add a couple of things to it. Because if I can use it to generate the Rotsim angle, for example, the rotation symmetry stuff for it. Which is what was causing the bugs before. So if I can use the model builder to automatically do that, then that would save quite a bit of work and it'll save a few bugs.
But now that the guy building these models know that they need to do the Rotsim stuff, do you have trouble doing it?
No.
No. So
it's just something you've got to remember once the parts have been built. So
we might want to severely cash limit the investment that you put into making a part builder. Right?
Yeah. I'm not planning to do much on that.
How many person days would it be worth? Like, if Craig discovered it could be done in X days?
I wouldn't bother more than one or two, certainly.
Right. So there's your limit. Don't spend more than a day or two on it.
You
have to understand that there's things about this project we've hidden from you so far that you'll have to learn about. I saw
something about a map task like further down my task list.
Oh really? Oh, that will just be a little add-on. Whatever it is, it'll be the same skills as you've learned for something else.
Right.
And it'll just be. I'm not even sure that's you, because I think somebody else is doing that actually. But I'm thinking more of the fact that at some point we should probably tell you about this NXT stuff.
Right. So yeah. Well, that's just XML to XML to XML, isn't it? Turning GDF and other bits into NXT.
But you know, there's XML and XML, and you know.
Yeah.
It takes standoff links and stuff, and it's some people, if they're not used to linguistic annotation, take a little time to get their head around the way the data model works.
Right.
And
right.
There's stuff to learn there. So.
From what I've heard about it, it's both XML. So the programming side of it doesn't sound too hard. It's going to be making sure that it fits what you expect out of the format. So.
Yep.
That's fine. I'll have plenty of questions for you once I get to that stage, I'm sure.
Yeah. So just don't witter away, you know, weeks on fripperies when we've got the real meat of this yet to come.
We'll find
plenty of really, really crucial things for you to do.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll be twiddling your thumbs now.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, we're going to get Camtasia sorted out this week and then concentrate on the Jest analyzer, the GDF stuff. Once I've done that, it's whatever you want me to do once I've done the GDF, I guess.
Okay. So I'll remind myself to look at what's next before the next time we get together.
Yeah. I think the GDF will keep me busy for a little while yet, so... certainly keep me busy until this time next week, and then I can start suggesting things that might need to look at for the next stage, I guess.
So you collect on Monday. That means you don't want to meet, right?
Well, at 12 o'clock next Monday, the lab is technically booked by Jules.
Oh, right. It's actually next week. It's actually the week that you were planning on.
It starts the on this Wednesday and goes through to next Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. Anyway, you'll tell me whether we cancel this or whether I just talk to Craig, in which case we won't be up here because we don't record twos.
Yep. Okay.
What else? My then other complication is 2 weeks tomorrow I start my teaching.
Oh yeah, that should be fun. Let's see, that's
two
like
weeks of that. Four lectures and four labs.
That comes at an ideal time for you then.
Yes.
That's like the 20th or something. I can't add. Monday
tomorrow
is
tomorrow the first.
For the first year.
So it'll be the 15th. Yeah. 2 weeks.
Mm. Actually, yeah, that reminds me. I won't be on Thursday. I'm going to be over in
my
induction day.
So induction, that's right.
So
oh, yeah, you have to promise to tell us how that is. Because people do ask me.
Fair enough. Yes. I don't think it's going
to
be that
total waste of time to, you know.
Yeah, on a scale of 1 to 7.
Yes. I mean, I don't expect it to be that in-depth. I mean, it's 15 minutes on a variety of different topics. So it's just...
Yeah.
It is. I'm sure most of it I already know. It's like fire safety, yeah, health and safety, data protection, usual sort of stuff you get everywhere. So
yeah, the university will cover itself legally, I think, by doing this.
Yeah.
Well, if they were going to do that, then they'd force you to go to it. I would know somebody who'd gone to know.
Nobody's bothered so far.
I'm pretty sure they didn't have induction in my day. So.
Well, I don't remember being asked for an induction. So.
Really? But you only started here.
In April.
They were supposed to, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm not.
I got invited to a summer garden party for new staff members, but that was. But that's all.
Oh well.
Yeah, I remember when I started being a student. I mean, we had the induction was compulsory because a lot of students were doing teaching, and you couldn't do the teaching unless you'd done the induction because you had to know about health and safety and fire safety before you could take a charge of. Yeah, because you were the responsible person in the classroom, so.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm not sure. Why I'm doing it now, but there we go. Let's see how it goes. I'll give you a report on Friday or something.
I have one NXT question, which hopefully won't be. Well, it's not one. It's hopefully as part of the output, it'll be something like that. Is that? Correct. So you've got the gaze position of the first person, gaze position of the second, mouse position of the first, mouse position of the second, and I don't know, I'll call them mouse action or something.
Yeah.
Is that just in sort of
seems reasonable
like that?
So it'll be like in monitor, but they'll all be different tiers like that. And then there's the language stuff as well.
Yes. That's just the eye.
Yeah, this is the easy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, eyes and mouse, eyes and mice. And that's enough for you, right? I mean, that's just the way you want it.
Hopefully, that's
of course,
why
lots of things that can do that. It's the language part that's
as well,
the hard part.
Yeah. So I was just checking that. I know the language part was they set up here, but this would be the
that's the
new part, new stuff.
That seems fine. Yeah. Do you know what the sets of codes are? Well, then whatever you're getting out of the JAST analyzer, so.
Yeah, whatever that is.
I mean, blinks, as well, right?
Yes, I'm not sure we need to know exactly where they are, just how many there are in each.
Oh, so you don't want a part of the state?
I don't know. I suppose it could go in. I mean, I suppose.
I think you should. Well, there's two views on this. If you do, then the people formulating research questions will ask about them.
Right.
But if you don't, they'll probably ask about them anyway, and then you'll have to add them after the fact. So
well,
it's probably easier just shove them in.
Stick them in anyway.
You can stick them in a different track,
mm-hmm.
And then load them or not load them as you please. Because it's not, well, I don't know, is it part of, so these are mutually exclusive and exhaustive sets of codes against time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't Blink a part of this?
Blink would, at the moment, just get lumped in with the sort of previous gaze.
Yeah, but isn't that important? Because when they're blinking, basically it's like a nil code. You can't find out what they're doing otherwise. So it may actually be important to have the blinks registered in there, because you may discover you need to take them into account to smooth some kind of analysis that you're doing. So it could be that if they only they hadn't had a blink just then, they would have been, I don't know what.
Yes, moving somewhere else, or it's more likely to be blinking at the same time as the other person was doing something, I think.
That you want to know about. Oh, I hope not too much relies on missing stuff because people blink. I was thinking more like, you know, the person looks at a part and they've got a fixation before and after and there's a blink in the middle. And, you know, there may be times when you want to treat that as one thing.
Yes.
Right.
Normally, we just, as I say, add the blink time and duration to the previous fixation.
Oh, right. Okay. So, but in that case...
Because you're not absorbing any new information, and that's what the critical sort of deciding factor is.
Right. Uh-huh. In that case, then, these tiers are already... like blink corrected.
Yes.
And then you wouldn't have blinks as part of this. You'd want blinks as a separate tier if you're going to have it.
It would be as a separate tier where just to mark the actual position.
Yeah. So the key thing is here is mutually exclusive and exhaustive. And the second key thing is it better be really clear to the people who are dealing with these codes.
What's included.
Yeah. Whether any monkey business has been done around the blinks to correct for that. Because, you know, it wouldn't necessarily be obvious looking at that set of codes.
No, certainly not looking at the codes, no.
Yeah, I suppose if you know about eye trackers, then you'll just know.
Okay. Know what to look for and what not to, yeah.
Does that mean you need the blink correction as part of the analysis, then?
I think you're saying it comes out of the eye tracker already, right? They're already blink corrected.
They're already identified as blinks, then it's... It is at what stage the software that I've used pools the blinks, so we'll add it on. I'm not sure what.
Right, so that's the stuff that comes with the eye tracker. The stuff that comes with the eye tracker.
Yeah, so I'm not. It's certainly listed as a separate event in the stream. Blinks are a tag from the EDF and that sort of thing. It's registered as a.
Right. Okay. Well, if you want the blinks merged into a fixation, it might be worth making that a part of the requirement for the GDF stuff. So to remind me, to just add that analysis to it. So I mean, it's easy enough to do. Just checking the times.
Yeah. I mean, it won't because of the fixation. It'll be down to what we define as a gaze. So basically, the time from when somebody starts looking at an object until they leave it. And so if they blinked a lot within that, they're still looking at that object. So it's just the time in to the time out.
Right, yeah. Okay.
But what we need to know is, like, at what stage in the eye tracking software it does that, and whether that gets through so that Craig gets it automatically in what he's translating or to GDF, whether he needs to redo the same analysis because something about the data path cuts off that analysis for the eye tracker, or whether we even like it, right, and want to do it some different way.
Yeah, because I think the ASCII format, as it stands, does contain blink information.
Yes.
Because I'm sure that's appeared in the documentation that I've read through.
Yeah, there's a blink.
Yeah.
Sort of.
But it could be these things are corrected for blinks in this way, plus there's blink information. So.
Possibly.
You know,
possibly,
it treats it as a fixation around blinks, and it also just happens to tell you where the blinks are. Because as you were saying, they like to use blink rate as measures of cognitive difficulty or something. So.
Right. Okay. Yeah, so it might be worth us having a look at that and just seeing what data is already in the ASCII format and whether you want me to do any correction as part of the analysis. Because I've got to do the analysis for the fixations on parts and things anyway. So yeah, adding a thing to check for blinks during that shouldn't be a big problem.
It should just be a matter of treating adding on the blink to the last fixation or something anyway.
Yeah.
If they're not still fixating on it when they come back out of the blink, then why is that the right thing to do analytically?
Well, the real reason is as long as they've been blinking, even if they then open their eyes somewhere else, that's when they start absorbing the new information.
Oh, right, yeah, you said that.
It's basically like just a long saccade. You kind of have visual suppression when you move, and it's the same when you're blinking. You're not taking anything in. So.
Well, but does the duration of fixations count for anything? Because if you're just adding the length of the blink to the fixation, you're not treating it as a saccade.
That's for this sort of gaze time measure. It's not actually, the fixations are still independent. So the fixation okay. duration doesn't include the blink in the ASCII output. Right. It's only when we start looking at sort of the total gaze, total amount of time spent looking at one particular object, which includes all these sort of multiple fixations and any blinks and that sort of thing.
Okay.
It's a sort of composite viewing time.
Right.
So more complicated than I thought.
Yeah,
I'd forgotten about the multiple fixations on an object. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so this is the idea. You're looking for a final thing which just says between this time and this time, you're looking at this object. Between this time and this time, you're not looking at anything. And
although we'll also still need a count of the fixations just so we can have, you've got a measure of the average fixation duration. Again, just to see if they spend longer, just a more stable eye fixation or not.
Yeah, yeah. Because I think at the moment the GDF format has fixations in it, so I guess that'd be part of the GDF to NXT transformation, would be turning fixations into gazes and whatever else.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't worry about that just at the moment.
Okay. I mean, this is kind of what we were talking about before. This confusion about what's in the GDF. I mean, you might see it as the initial GDF is just whatever straightforwardly translates without transforms, with just the data format changing from the ASCII. And then there's a bunch of other things that get added that you might still want to be in augmented GDF format, you know, like this blink and the gaze and whatever else. And then you translate to NXT. So you might still want to have everything in this one GDF file format that represents everything, and then the NXT thing is just a splitter. It's not doing any fancy analysis.
Right.
So I see this as, you know, a bunch of little routines that take the GDF without this information in it and add new information into subsequent versions of the GDF file that contains these post-process analyses.
Well, that's partly why I brought this up now, is I'm not sure at what point down the data path things sort of happen, but that's what I want out in the end.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So will you actually be doing much of the GDF, or are you expecting to do most of the analysis on out of the NXT stuff then? So when you're actually generating your results?
Well, the NXT stuff will have the more complete picture because it will combine all the linguistic stuff with all the movements and the actions.
Right.
But there'll be, I suppose, just some purely eye movement stuff we could do, presumably with the GDF.
Well, you were talking about earlier, because you could do a quick analysis on the GDF stuff without having to before you do the dialogue analysis type stuff, so you can get some results anyway, can't you?
Yeah, I mean, to some extent, it doesn't matter which data format it's in, NXT or GDF, but it makes more sense for the converter between GDF and NXT not to add any data. All it does is do this stupid data format conversion. And it's just, you know, separating it out into little steps. So, you know, there have to be these other scripts that add any data transforms, not data format transforms, but data transforms, like this idea of putting together gazes from fixations. So, you know, if we keep it simpler like that, so that it's in little pieces, then it'll be just easier to understand what the whole thing does.
Right, okay.
Because, if suddenly you discover there's a problem with the GDF to NXT transform, you want to know whether it's one of these little post-processes going wrong or whether it's just the thing that dumps it into the multiple files for the... And GDF to NXT transform is pretty simple, so...
Right.
That's also why I sent you the Saarbrücken software, the stuff that takes the ASCII sort of format originally and then just...
The German stuff.
Because that little utility does things like, you can tell it what to do with blinks, whether just to lump them in or not, what the minimum fixation duration for a stable fixation would be. So if it picks up fixations less than, say, 50 milliseconds, you can tell it just to, again, lump them all together. That's not a sort of reliable enough fixation.
Right.
You can put in these sort of things. So that's...
that's a bit of software as Saint, and that includes the source code and things as well.
Yeah, so I'll take it, we're allowed to do whatever we like with that source code. There's no sort of restrictions on that. Yep. Fair enough.
So that's like all the analysis that you need to do to things. Are you just going to copy what they do, or is it documented like why they did it the way they did it, or is it just...
No, there's very little documentation, as you might imagine, for these sort of things.
Well, it's a good starting point, right? Yeah, so it'd be interesting to see if you agree with the decisions that they made about how to do things.
Yeah, I suppose I can easily look through it and start writing out some documentation on it, and then I'll get that as a starting point for us to talk about today for what analysis we actually need to do on it and things. Yeah, I can easily create all the switches and whatever else you need to do. So, Okay. Yeah. So once I've had a bit more of a look at this GDF stuff, I'll then start looking through that and make sure that works.
It also just filters it. There are a lot of strange event tags that the iLink produces that are fairly meaningless, I think. And it strips out a lot of the junk.
I've noticed that the JAS analyzer knows quite a few of the things as well. So
we don't want to build it into our data path. We just want to learn from it, I think, right? Correct? Or no?
Possibly.
Yeah, well, if there's things that are useful for generating this GDF stuff, I can easily incorporate whatever functions it takes from into JAS analyzer when I'm doing the GDF stuff. So
I'm just thinking, so this takes the ASCII to a simplified ASCII.
Yep.
And simplified in with transforms in it, ASCII. And it seems to me harder to maintain something that's got that in it. If it'd be better to break things up into like steps that, as part of the why do I think this? I don't know, because it's somebody else's program and then they're gonna give us the next version and that's gonna break our entire pipeline.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I see what you mean.
That's the main reason.
What I'm planning to do with it then is take their software, find out what functions are useful for us in that, and then use those functions to generate the stuff that goes into the XML file.
I can imagine that also requiring some discussion about whether what they do is what we actually want to do. That should be interesting.
Yeah. But the first part of that will be documenting what they've got and then discussing it with Robin.
It's not going to be quite grabbable because it's written in Java.
Right, but I'm sure most of the logic's going to be
the actual.
And if in doubt, don't filter stuff out, keep it in, right? Because we always dump it to this other NXT track that we don't need to load necessarily. Mm-hmm. So,
right.
You just keep stuff unless.
Yeah, it's always better than making too much compression to start with and then being unable to go back.
So long as it's XML, NXT will handle it, will it?
Yeah, it's easy enough to dump stuff into a separate track.
Yeah.
We got to teach you about this at some point, though. So I'm still not quite sure when. It sounds like maybe in another week.
Okay.
Jonathan made me promise not to tell you about it when you first arrived, because you're going to get overload about learning iTrackers.
You leave very quickly.
It's just too many things at once, and it wasn't important that it be then. So.
Yeah, well, I've got the hang of all the stuff I've been going through, and it looks like I'm coming to the end of the stuff that's listed there already. So I'm going to have to start looking at that as the next stage.
He's a cool customer. He's ready for it. Okay, I think we're done, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, I am. Dear. My page is blank still.
Sorry? Oh, yeah. I don't know. I didn't really need to. This just says, look at the wiki. Find out what's next. Eek, give Craig more work to do. This one's mine.
Well, I may be having to check out these batteries and things, won't I? So tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'll take forever.
Well,
that's really fun.
We'll do it if the trains are as bad as today. So.
Try out the leaves and clear them off.